This is Robbie Steinbach, thinking about home. I first came to New Mexico from my home in Iowa in 1990 and immediately fell in love, as many people do, and finally moved here in 2001. I felt at home immediately because there was beautiful light for a photographer. There were artists everywhere who really understood what it meant when I said I made art. And there was a freedom for me as a woman that somehow I never quite felt in Iowa. So I've been here over 19 years. And, you know, after a while, sometimes you take some things for granted. But in the last few months with the pandemic and being in my house more, and also actually in outside more too, in a way, you know, less time in my studio, more time walking, looking for bighorn sheep and birds I hadn't noticed before, has been a gift in a very difficult time. So when I thought about making this box, I thought about cutting up some prints that I had made, solar plate prints, that were scenes from nature, mostly details. Those are on the outside of the box. And on the inside, at the bottom, there's an eye looking back up at the viewer. And the other inside walls are images of old wallpaper, probably going back to the late 1800s, but reminding me of what the wallpaper looked like in my house in Iowa in the 1950s when I was a child. So we have that inside, beautiful but a little suffocating, and we have the beauty and freedom of the outside. Some funny things have happened in all the walks I've been taking outside. We have a big dog, an 88-pound dog, who recently chased a coyote, much to our consternation. But the coyotes, for the first time in all the years we've lived in this house, have been out every morning as we've been walking the dog. And at first there was just one. You'd be walking and you would see a little alert face peeking up over some sagebrush, and it seemed really wonderful and magical in a way. And after a while, after seeing what we thought at least was the same one over and over again, we gave him a name. I named him Claude. One day he was joined by another slightly smaller one whom I named Colette, after a very bossy high school acquaintance friend of mine. And then there was the day we saw three coyotes, at which point we started to get nervous. And I started looking online for descriptions of coyote behavior and what constitutes a pack and will they attack a big dog. So the morning walks have beauty and a connection with these very intelligent creatures, and also a little bit of fear. And fear is such a big part of what we are all living through now that somehow that seems appropriate.